The Afterburn Podcast is a proud supporter of Guns Gear and Memorial Foundation, helping our veterans and their families when they need it most. To learn more, visit gunsgarin.com/rain.
Good news, bad news. All those spam and text calls you've been getting lately? Well, that's a result of your information having been sold by third-party data brokerages, or it's been stolen and sold to nefarious people. Ticketmaster recently had a data breach where 560 million users' information was stolen and sold on the dark web. This included their names, physical addresses, email addresses, credit card information, and much more. Best case scenario, this just ends with more annoying phone calls and text messages. Worst case, it's going to end in fraud and you're really going to be in the hurt locker. That's why I've been using a service called Aurora for over a year now. I've talked about it on the podcast before, but not only do they monitor the dark web and the internet for my information in case it is involved in a breach, they go right to work removing your information from these data brokerages. When I signed up, they identified over 60 that had my information and went right to work removing me from these data brokerages. Now, yep, you could do this yourself, but each one of these data brokerages has its own policies and procedures, and I have no idea how you would even start trying to remove yourself from these services, let alone how much time that would take. But Aurora does that, as well as they offer a whole suite of tools to keep you safe, including a VPN, antivirus, password management, parental controls, and identity theft insurance. You get this all in one app, one place, so it's super simple. And you can do this with a 14-day risk-free trial. Super simple. And if you don't like it, you just cancel anytime. It's not complicated. At a minimum, you can take a look and see what information of yours is out there lurking on the web right now. Use the link down below in the description or go to aurora.com/afterburn and you get 14 days risk-free, cancel anytime, super easy, and take the first step in protecting yourself out there on the interwebs. That's the good news, by the way.
Want truly hydrated skin? Meet Osea's body care breakthrough, Hyaluronic Body Serum. It's clinically proven to increase hydration by 161%. It's lightweight, fast-absorbing, and delivers 24 hours of hydration for silky smooth skin without any sticky afterfeel. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Want to make a podcast? Let me tell you about Spotify's program for podcasters, and it's called Spotify for Podcasters. I've been using it for over a year now. Couldn't be happier from the switch. You can record wherever you create podcasts, whether it be your phone, computer, and it's easy to upload it and distribute it to everywhere podcasts are heard. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. Best of all, Spotify for Podcasters is completely free. So launch your podcast today. Get started with Spotify for Podcasters. Go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Welcome and thanks for listening to the podcast. This is a Memorial Day special. I hope everyone is enjoying their weekend. If you're listening to it now or if you are listening to it in the future, I hope you enjoyed your weekend. But Memorial Day, honoring those who have made the ultimate sacrifice and no longer with us, allowing us to enjoy the freedoms that we so greatly cherish and should appreciate each and every day. The Guns Gear Memorial Foundation was founded by squadron mates of Rick Guns Gear and his family. We're going to hear from Kelly today, who is Guns' wife. Guns unfortunately passed away in 2020. He was an F-16 pilot at McIntyre Air National Guard Base. When he passed, Kelly, his family, and several of his squadron mates got together and they turned that situation into the best thing they could, which was something positive and a foundation in Guns' name to go out there and help veterans in need, their families in need, and then also inspire the next generation to go out there and fly. So it is a foundation that if it is a veteran that or an active duty military member that is in need, you can reach out to the Guns, Gear, and Memorial Foundation. I have a link down below and you can apply for aid. I was humbled to be a part of their golf tournament. Go up there and record this episode you're getting right here. And actually seeing several of the military community that the foundation has helped, whether it be a family member passing away, a medical emergency, etc., from helping pay the bills to just getting them back on their feet and keeping them going. They're doing some incredible work. The other pillar of the foundation, like I mentioned, is inspiring the next generation to go out there and fly. So taking Gunn's passion for aviation and helping those out pursuing a path in aviation to take the next step is a key element of the foundation there. They invited me and E3 Aviation to come up there in October for the annual golf tournament. The next one will be rolling around here in the fall soon. If you're interested in getting involved, or if you need aid, or if you want to donate, you can go to gunsgarin.com. I have that link down below and you can get involved. It is really humbling to see some people who I know couldn't spell 501c3 probably because they're much like me a few years ago, just knuckle dragging fighter pilots, come together, figure this out and turn around and actually go out there and be able to provide immediate aid and impact people's lives in a positive way. So very humbling to be able to sit down with Kelly and hear a little bit about her and Rick, or Guns, as everyone knows them, and their journey together, and then what they're doing with the foundation. So again, if you're interested in getting involved with the foundation, if you need aid, you can go to gunsgarin.com. I got that link down below. And stay tuned for their annual golf tournament coming up, and hope to see everyone out there and getting involved, because again, this is a really good cause and I'm excited to be just a tiny, tiny little part of it. So let's jump into it with Kelly.
We're here with Kelly Guns, wife, and thank you for having us out here to be a part of the foundation golf tournament, third annual one. So it's incredible to be out here and just see what the foundation has accomplished in just such a short period of time, but to learn a little bit more about Guns. I think he and I crossed paths at a red flag once, you know, and like, you know, trains in the night there. Mm-hmm. But I've heard and talked to a lot of the guys about Guns. So I've gotten a lot of the fighter pilot stories. Yeah. I wanted to just ask you if you would share a little bit about Guns from the other side, because I know he was much more than just a fighter pilot. Can you tell me a little bit about him?
Absolutely. I'm so glad you said that, because I know a lot of times, especially in this community, I mean, it takes up so much of your life. And sometimes you feel defined as a fighter pilot. But for him, he was Rick, and he was, you know, daddy to our two girls. We have Jordan, who's 7, and Kate, who's 3 now. But he loved all of us, all 3 of us, so much.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
The long days, he would come home and just want to spend time with them, and always made sure that we felt important and valued. But he also just brought so much joy. He was always joking around, just never really took anything too seriously. And he brought that out in me. We were very opposite in a lot of ways, but we also balanced each other out really well. He made me have more fun, and I probably helped him maybe not go too far on the fun side sometimes. But yeah, he was just as amazing at home as I'm sure he was at work. And I can't speak to the work part as much, but at home he was.
Well, we've talked about the work part a little bit, you know, because as the weapons officer, I always say that's the person who's setting the tone, the lifeblood of the squadron, and everyone you talk to just so well respected. But it's so important, again, because he's more than just a fighter pilot. So hearing, you know, that a husband, you know, a father, that's really, I think, the important part and the piece of life that's the legacy that you carry on. And so hearing that is really, really important. And
I think that ties into, I know this is literally the worst thing that's happened to you, but you've pivoted to something that is a tragedy and turning that energy around into something positive, at least from the outsider looking in, because there are people here today that have directly benefited from the foundation that has been in their darkest moment and the foundation is able to step in. Can you talk to me just real briefly about the impetus of the foundation and what kind of like was that drive to go out there and turn this tragedy into something positive?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I have to say that my faith has been really the only thing that has gotten me through this time. I can say I was angry at God at first. I didn't understand, you know, why he didn't save Rick. But God did not let me go, and he just continued to pursue me in ways by friends and family, people encouraging me every single day and just pointing me back to him. And so I can say without that, I would not be here today. And then as far as the foundation goes, I have to give credit to his friends, Croc and Baldy. They just wanted to do something after, shortly after Rick died. We all felt helpless. We didn't know what to do. But they knew they wanted to do something. So they're like, let's have this golf tournament. So they, I think it was maybe in like 4 or 6 weeks, put together this whole tournament, and it went really well. And then after seeing that momentum, they were like, what if we made this a legitimate foundation? And I was like, that's great. I don't have a capacity to really give a lot to this right now. Right. There's just a lot of things going on, especially shortly after your spouse passes away. And so I'm like, I'm all for it. You guys let me know what I can do, but just they knew that they would be taking on the brunt of that. And so they haven't stopped since. And just as time has gone by, I've been able to be more involved in that regard. But their vision really is what has been driving this. And they wanted to do that because of who Guns was, but also to leave something for our girls, right, to be proud of their dad and just continue to remember him, know who he was, and support for me too, which I just am so grateful for.
Absolutely. Kelly, I really appreciate you taking the time. Yeah. Sit down, just share a little bit about Rick. I know that's weird to say Rick for me, you know. But I was like, I said it. But thank you again. You know, again, this is incredible to see what the foundation's doing and, you know, taking a tragedy and turning around and going out there and helping other people in their time of need. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Afterburn Podcast is a proud supporter of Guns, Gear, and Memorial Foundation, helping our veterans and their families when they need it most. To learn more, visit gunsgarren.com/rain.
Good news, bad news. All those spam and text calls you've been getting lately? Well, that's a result of your information having been sold by third-party data brokerages, or it's been stolen and sold to nefarious people. Ticketmaster recently had a data breach where 560 million users' information was stolen and sold in the dark web. This included their names, physical addresses, email addresses, credit card information, and much more. Best case scenario, this just ends with more annoying phone calls and text messages. Worst case, it's going to end in fraud and you're really going to be in the hurt locker. That's why I've been using a service called Aurora for over a year now. I've talked about it on the podcast before, but not only do they monitor the dark web and the internet for my information in case it is involved in a breach, they go right to work removing your information from these data brokerages. When I signed up, they identified over 60 that had my information and went right to work removing me from these data brokerages. Now, yep, you could do this yourself, but each one of these data brokerages has its own policies and procedures, and I have no idea how you would even start trying to remove yourself from these services, let alone how much time that would take. But Aurora does that, as well as they offer a whole suite of tools to keep you safe, including a VPN, antivirus, password management, parental controls, and identity theft insurance. You get this all in one app, one place, so it's super simple. And you can do this with a 14-day risk-free trial. Super simple. And if you don't like it, you just cancel anytime. It's not complicated. At a minimum, you can take a look and see what information of yours is out there lurking on the web right now. Use the link down below in the description or go to aurora.com/afterburn and you get 14 days risk-free, cancel anytime, super easy, and take the first step in protecting yourself out there on the interwebs. That's the good news, by the way.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.